Boom.
Episode 41. Again, I'm here in nature. It's Thursday, May 21st. And, it's been, 2 months officially? Two months. Since, like, the whole lockdown. And here in Southern California, I mean, it's still going on. There's a lot of things are closed. You go outside and there's a lot of people wearing masks and wearing gloves, and you hear all this stuff in the news of, sometimes it's very fucking, depressing. I don't have regular cable in my house. I just have like a, you know, the little, what is she called? The Fire Stick and internet. And that's how I just watch TV, watch Netflix, movies, or watch TLC. Oh man, it's hilarious watching TLC because you can watch the. There's only one show from that fucking channel that I like. It's called 90 Day Fiancé. I think almost everybody fucking watches that show. It's just hilarious. Hilarious. Just so funny how, you know, people are so fucking stupid. I don't know. I guess it's not okay for me to say they're fucking stupid, but, you know, they're stupid as fuck. You know, it's just hilarious that they never met people. They've never seen their boyfriends or girlfriends. Never met them, never seen them, never smelled them, never fucking kissed them, never touched them, and they're over crying and shit. Oh my god, I can't believe I love you, and I shut the fuck up. Stupid. It's just funny. To me, it's hilarious. I watch it because it's entertaining. Like, shows that I like are, you know, like Discovery Channel and all that kind of stuff about, you know, building houses and nature stuff, like, you know. I have this app also called, I think it's the Disney Plus or some shit like that. There's a bunch of like Disney channels, and there's one there that's pretty cool. It's called the Grand Canyon. That's pretty nice. There's two hikers. They spend like almost a year just going up and down the fucking the Grand Canyon, and I didn't even know it was that big. I've never been there. Hopefully I can make it happen pretty soon. But yeah, back to 90 Day Fiancé, you know, and shows like that, like 90 Day Fiancé, and, you know, I can't think about other shows that I like just for entertaining myself, because it's just funny. I think that's one of the top ones, 90 Day Fiancé. It's hilarious, it's funny, people cry for no reason, people cry for all the reasons, and it's stupid, it's just, you know, clueless fucking people that's just, they're so blind. It's just like, oh yeah, no, I believe him, and shut up. There's one black lady, the new one right now, I'm gonna go on a rant right now. She found love, according to her. She found love with this guy named Williams, but she has him as the Williams. If you see a picture of this fucking guy, he's jacked city. He's doing all the juice in the world. Every single juice you could think of, Royce meaning, he's doing it for sure. He's fucking doing TRT, fucking D-balled. He's doing fucking gorilla cum. He's doing fucking horse balls. He's doing every you could possibly think of. This motherfucker's doing it. He's fucking jacked, ripped. He's taking pictures and laying on the fucking grass shirtless. I mean, fuck it. You have a body like that, might as well just explode it, right? This motherfucker has never FaceTimed her. Doesn't want to do FaceTime. Nowadays in 2020, you can do FaceTime. You know, this app called WhatsApp, you can do FaceTime there. If you don't have an iPhone or if you don't have an Android, You could do FaceTime on fucking on WhatsApp. You could do FaceTime on Zoom. You could do FaceTime on Skype. There's a million fucking ways to do FaceTime. But this motherfucker doesn't want to do it. Why? Because he's not fucking real. And this fucking lady just sends her money because according to her, she's in love. But anyways, it's fucking hilarious. And the only people that have sense in that fucking show is the kids. It's like, listen, mom, you've been catfished. This motherfucker is not real.
No, don't talk about Mr. Williams like that. He's the best. He's
shut the fuck up. Anyways, just for pure entertaining and to have a good old laugh, watch it. Just watch it. It's fucking funny. People there just get played. People there just start crying for no reason. It's just, oh my God. And then, right now they're doing the stupid, the before 90 Day Fiancé. This is how much of a fan I am. they're doing the before 90 Day Fiancé. And it's when they're, the couples from America go to the other country where the couples are from. And it's just hilarious because they go to a different country and they have no idea how the country is. Like if you go to a Muslim country, you know, you can't hold hands, you can't show affection. So motherfuckers are getting butthurt because, oh, you don't want to kiss me. Oh my God, I thought you loved me. Bitch, I can. I'm going to get arrested. No, but if you love me, you will get arrested right now. Jesus Christ. Anyways, I don't know your friends. Well, of course you don't. This is the first time. This is your second day in my country. We're here to introduce you to my friends. And you're just acting stupid and asking stupid questions. Well, I need to know everything about you. Bitch, it takes years to know about me. It's like, I've been married for, 3 years now? Shit, I don't even remember. And been together for... all combined, I think of 7, about going to 8. And still, it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? For her, for towards my wife, me, and me to my wife. It's still like, you know, still, you know, getting to know each other. Especially in this quarantine shit. And I was like, oh, so that gets on your nerve. Oh, that gets on my nerve. You know, shit like that. And these motherfuckers that don't know them, don't see them, have never met them before, expect to know everything in fucking three weeks. I need to know. I need to know who you are. I need to know who you're dealing with. I need to know what I'm dealing with. I need to know all your friends. I need to know your history, your past. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. It takes years, man. Years. It takes not 10, not 20, not 30. Years. More than that. To really understand how your spouse, your partner, whatever the fuck you want to call them, you know, how they fucking roll. But anyways... It's pretty funny. I like it. It's just funny. It's entertaining. It gets me laughing. It gets me fucking in a good mood. It's just... oh, shit. I don't know. Maybe because I'm cynical, I guess. Maybe. Yeah, back to the news. You know, I don't watch news. I really, you know, I go to YouTube just to put some cartoons for my daughter. Which we're party training right now. And it's just... we put the stupid songs going party training and shit. I don't know. There's like three grown people dressed like the king and queen and the Joker. You know, like back in the days, back in the medieval times. And they're dancing and singing to this little girl who's like 3 years old, 4 years old. I told my wife, that shit looks kind of fucking creepy, man. They look creepy people, man. What the fuck are they doing? Anyways. Yeah, so I put, you know... so it's under my, so we have that app on the TV just to put her cartoons so she can watch and encourage her to go to the bathroom. And right below it shows like the news, right? Dude, everything about the COVID-19, everything. There's no other news. If there's like a, I think there's a hurricane in the East Coast somewhere right now, and that there's floods and people dying and shit. Cause nothing about that. But I bet you, if there's like a war right now, they're not even gonna cover that. Fuck the war. You know, I stated before, you know, and you know, in this episode that I would not talk about it because I don't know anything about it. And I refuse to dive into it because I just don't want to freak myself out. And I just don't want to go either way. I just want to just, you know, go with the flow. Okay, I wear a mask. Okay, it's fine. You know. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. But they don't. Can you just give some positive news? Something, man. Give people the hope of something. You know, day 72 of the lockdown and the numbers keep going up. Today at Channel 11 News. It's like, fuck, man. Can you just give us, say something positive? You know, 98 people that you know, 98 people that catch it fucking don't even notice it. Or, sorry, 98% of the people that catch it, they're fine. You know, 75% they're asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms. You know, it's 0.01% that is fatal to elderly people and to that have you know, conditions. You know, some positive, man. Something that people be like, oh, okay, cool. No, day 75 at Channel 11, and the numbers keep growing, the cases keep going up, and the death toll keeps going up. You know, that's why when I drive around, I see people wearing a mask and gloves inside their cars. You know, let me stay quiet for a minute and just sit, so you can sink that shit in. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know, but yeah, I don't want to get into it. Like I said, it's not my place. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, I don't want to comment on it. You know, so that's it. Pretty much, the whole, you know, but yeah, we're still in lockdown. So hopefully, things get back to normal pretty soon. You know, it sucks for the people there that lost their jobs. And it sucks even more for families that have, you know, kids and shit. They go to school and that's the only way they can eat, you know. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully things go back to normal. You know, it's already May 21st, I said? Yeah, 21st. Hopefully, you know, I don't know, June, July, towards the end of June, beginning of July, you know, restaurants are open again. People can go and have a nice meal without fucking just thinking that the world's coming to an end, and they can enjoy the beach if you're in Southern California, and so on and so forth. There's just overwhelming negative stuff. It's just, you know, can go away, man. You know, one thing that can really fuck me up and bring me down is negativity. And I avoid it, you know, as much as I can. But, you know, as a human being, you know, people can just, you know, any human being can go through it. It just brings you down. It's just fucking depressing. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, not again. But stay busy, I guess, is one of the things that's helping me. You know, biking, hiking, running, you know, not being home locked up 24/7. I bike, I get up, I you know, I stay up with my daughters, I bike, go back, eat a little bit, feed my daughters, and then I take my daughter to a trail, to a park where there's no fucking people, so I can have her just run around, go crazy, burn some energy, you know, go back, just fix some fucking food. We all eat, put them to sleep and just have like 2-3 hours with my wife later on tonight. You know, that's pretty much what I've been doing. And, you know, it's the best, you know, the best thing that I can possibly do, just keep busy, keep my mind busy, not just go crazy and shit. I'm just wondering how they're going to do it with the gyms. I heard the 24 hours is going to, you know, it's going to have you schedule your like an appointment for you to go to the gym to work out and so on and so forth. They're going to have the machines like 6 feet apart. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough with that. I don't think people are going to be like, well, fuck it, I just rather work at home, you know. Myself, that I like to go train jiu-jitsu, I wonder how they're going to do it. I wonder how, if they can even allow that shit to open. Because there's no 6 feet between us. You know, you're on top of each other. I don't know if they're going to just be like, well, fuck it. You guys get tested. You guys are good to go. Then fucking roll. Which I'll be down for that. I'll be like, fuck it. That's, you know, all of us get tested to see that we're good. Just, you know. I'll be down for that shit. Yeah, I don't. But yeah, it'll be interesting how they're gonna do with it with jiu-jitsu gyms, Muay Thai gyms, boxing gyms. You know, all the dojo. So that'll be. I don't know if that's gonna be one of the last things they're gonna be open or not. I have no idea. Cause consider a gym. So in the movie theaters and all that kind of stuff. I see how it's not going to play out as well. It's going to be interesting. Anyways, enough of my fucking rant. Any updates on the UFC? There is no update. I think the main event or maybe the co-main event, Alicia Spencer and Amanda Nunes for the UFC 250. And I think all of it's not confirmed yet. One interesting thing that's happening for the past couple of days is John Jones and Gano, friends in Gano, are going at it on Twitter. You know, sources say that John Jones is down to fight in Gano, but he wants to get paid. You know, if I was John Jones, I don't want to fight that beast. But if they want me to fight him, pay me. Pay me. Motherfucking can knock my head out. Pay me, man. And I'm down to fight. I am down to fight. But yeah. But we'll see. Hopefully it does happen. Another news that it kind of went under the radar. Cain Velasquez got let go, but the stupid WWE, they only used him for like a match, and then that's it. And then they let go a bunch of people from the WWE, and Cain was one of them. So, you know, I think he was still on the contract. I think he had like 2 more fights on the UFC. And hey, if he's healthy and he's ready to go, he could probably, you know, finish those fights with the UFC. I'm pretty sure Dana wouldn't mind. So hopefully Cain can come back and make it happen, because that'd be interesting. That'd be fucking interesting. Him healthy, you know, he hasn't fought. He's just been training. Fuck it, make it happen. So I'm gonna get into it with the UFC 250, you know, get more deep into it, and maybe do another episode either Saturday or Sunday. Go down the car and which one are interesting and which one is not. Which one is gonna be boring, which one I don't give a fuck. But yeah, you know, let it be known. Anyways, 20 minutes into this fucking episode, and stated before, I don't want to go more than that. So stay safe, stay healthy, people, and on top of all that, stay horny. I'm out.